I'm Colleen Crane in the Talk 107.3 Baton Rouge Newsroom. A plan to sell Toledo Bend Water to Texas is off, and one lawmaker wants a law to make sure it never happens.
Texas was looking to buy the water to address water shortages in its major metropolitan areas. Hornbeck Republican Rodney Schammerhorn says while Texas is gaining population, Louisiana is losing population and has an abundance of water. However,
what we do not have is the industry that goes along that may be needing the water.
Schammerhorn says if Texas wants to buy Louisiana water for its industry, it can extend that industry to Louisiana.
Our water is going to be more valuable than probably oil and gas one day.
I'm Andrew Greenstein.
The holiday season means that crawfish season's right around the corner, and Todd Fontenot with the LSU Ag Center says the 2026 season looks like a normal one.
Nothing drastically has happened. We didn't experience those severe high temperatures like we did 2 years ago with the drought. So those conditions all look pretty favorable.
As if advancing to the college football playoff wasn't enough, Tulane has an extra incentive to beat Ole Miss on December 20th. They would get a virtual home game in the All-State Sugar Bowl against Georgia on New Year's Day. Sugar Bowl CEO Jeff Hundley says a Sugar Bowl appearance for the hometown Green Wave would not be unprecedented, but it's been a long time, a very long time.
It's been since 1939 since the Green Wave has played in the Sugar Bowl. So it's been a while. This is their first appearance in the college football playoffs, so I know there'll be tremendous enthusiasm.
And in high school football, for the first time ever, the Iowa Yellow Jackets will play in the state championship football game. Iowa coach Tommy Johns says the team has the Calcasieu Parish town buzzing.
So if we win this thing, this place is going to go nuts. It was beyond even what I thought it would have been. These people, they've been wanting this for a long time.
Iowa will play North DeSoto, who's the top seed in Division II non-select. John says winning the time of possession will be crucial on Friday. Talk 107.3 Baton Rouge.